Down to 17 days until the NFL draft. I'm the commish, Justin Pulaski, getting you ready with our 32 days of the NFL draft as we count it down all the way to draft day, which is April 22nd, a Thursday. First round. Friday will be the second and third, and then, of course, the rest of the draft will be on Saturday. Today, we take a look at the NFL NFC South rival to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Atlanta Falcons. And the Falcons made a big splash first day of free agency, grabbing Dante Robinson, giving them a huge deal. I think one of the aspects, one of the focuses of the Falcons this offseason has been to upgrade their defense. They got Pare Jerry last year out of Ole Miss, dealt with injuries, but he's their defensive tackle. They still could use a defensive end. Also maybe another corner opposite of Dante Robinson. Their safety position seems to be okay. They did get William Moore, who's a young safety out of Missouri. The linebacker position might be that, and offensive line might be the two areas of biggest need for the Falcons. And looking at this draft this year with the 19th pick, a perfect fit for the Falcons would be to get a guy like Sean Weatherspoon out of Missouri, if he's available. Sergio Kindle would be a good fit as an outside linebacker, or Mike Iupati. You know, I think guard is another area that guard, he could play some right tackle, but I look at him as more of a guard. Would be an option for the Falcons with the 19th pick as we look deeper into the draft. Also, Maurkice Pouncey. Don't leave him out. Remember, the Falcons need a center. He's the top center in the draft. 19 would not be too high for Maurkice Pouncey to go. You're looking at the Falcons as we move on. They got Lawrence Sidberry last year, who was a defensive end. I still think they could use another defensive end. You look when you get to the Falcons and you think about what the Falcons can do in this draft. They don't have a second-round pick. They traded that away, so they do not have a second round pick as we move on into this draft. Obviously that one going to the Chiefs in the Tony Gonzalez trade. But you look deeper as we get into the third, fourth round for the Falcons and those areas, you know, maybe a center could be a possibility if they don't get Pouncey in the first round. Another corner. I think this is a deep corner draft. The Falcons don't have to draft a corner in the first round. They could wait until the third round and still get a corner that can step in and help at least contribute opposite of Dante Robinson. Defensive end, you can still get some good defensive ends a little later on as a defensive line is pretty deep this year as well. So I think with linebacker not being as deep as the other positions, Sean Weatherspoon, Sergio Kindle, one of those two guys I think would be a good fit for the Falcons and a big upgrade to what they already have at the outside linebacker position. 32 days of the NFL draft continues tomorrow. We take a look at the Pittsburgh Steelers. How can the Steelers get back to the Super Bowl? We tell you tomorrow right here at JoeBucksFan.com.